I think the concepts we're trying to pull together in this paper that were titled Institutional Betrayal is titled that because it's drawing across a variety of institutions and looking at patterns in the ways that these institutions betray the people that depend upon them or trust them in some way for a really necessary service or with their well-being in general. We see the same types of mistreatment occurring across a variety of institutions. And what's common to this type of institutional betrayal is that it causes just exquisite harm to people that experience it. And so we use a case example throughout to demonstrate some of the more glaring examples of this type of betrayal, but we think that this is applicable to a wide range of people reading the paper, and we're really hoping to get that wide audience to help increase this understanding of institutional betrayal.